Russia has signed a deal with Belarus to station tactical nuclear weapons in its territory. Defence Minister Sergei Shoigu says the decision was taken after what he called a sharp escalation on Russia's borders. Let's speak now to journalist Yulia Shapovalova. She's in Moscow. And, Yulia, how does the Russian side explain this deployment of tactical nuclear weapons into Belarus?
So, Defence Minister Shoigu explained the move to deploy Russia's non-strategic nuclear weapons on the territory of Belarus by saying that the activity of NATO and its nuclear missions is forcing Russia and Belarus to take retaliatory measures. According to the Russian Defence Minister, the process of deployment is ready to begin. The Belarusian side has received the Iskander-M missile system, capable of using both conventional and nuclear weapons. Also part of the Belarusian aircraft has been modified for the possible use of nuclear weapons. Plus, Belarus servicemen have undergone some specific training. That's what we hear from Minister Shoigu. At the same time, Russia won't give control of its tactical nuclear weapons to Belarus, and the decision to use the weapons will also remain with Moscow. By the way, the decision was first announced by President Putin back in March, and now we see how it is being implemented.
A lot of criticism over this move. What might be the consequences of it?
What we hear now, Russian analysts say that despite a popular belief in the West that tactical nuclear weapons do not play a serious role in Russian nuclear deterrence, with the deployment of nuclear weapons in Belarus, things change. And we can talk about a serious shift in the Russian nuclear doctrine. There is a clear signal to NATO that Russia is increasing its reliance on nuclear weapons, and more specifically on the issue of weapons on the battlefield, on the use of the tactical nuclear weapons on the battlefield. So the conclusion is that the move is quite serious and raises certain concern.
Yulia Shapovalova, thank you very much for joining us there from Moscow.